you sipping on, man?
This is Cuban coffee. And I think everywhere Sergio and Roxanne Negrin go, they disrupt the order of things. don't open that, my dear. Don't open that. That's for later. Thank you.
I'm looking at a sandwich, a Cuban sandwich sitting over there.
He will describe it. Sergio Negrin from Frijoles, Colorado. Right. Thank you, man. Late but not forgotten.
Buenos dias. Forgive me for the... I'm on Cuban time.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you. First, the cultural exchange that the president announced, does that change anything for the food exchange, the products you get back and forth between Denver, your place in Lakewood, and Cuba?
Well, it's extremely tough to stay authentic here in Denver, you know, being so far away and the ocean and all that. But this exchange going on, oh, wow, what tremendously great news that is. You know, you've got 10 million people on that island that are really struggling. There's a few that are really succeeding. We don't want to talk about them, but those that are struggling, wow.
But the food moves back and forth as you need it to. You get the supplies and the you know.
Well, right now we're getting most of our supplies from Miami, not necessarily Cuba.
There's not much difference.
Yeah, right. It's Miami or Havana, USA.
All right. Let's describe what you brought here, this Cubano sandwich there. What's that?
Well, in honor of the Super Bowl, we brought the Cuban sandwich, which is...
there you go.
pretty incredible sandwich. If you've never had one, this is totally authentic. And how it goes is Swiss cheese, sweet ham, and then our signature roasted pork, couple of pickles, a little bit of mustard, and then on a freshly baked Cuban bread, we press it down and look out.
Well, you know the two things that stand out for me in that sandwich... Okay, number one is the authentic roasted pork, because nowadays it's kind of, you know, hip to on restaurants to have a Cuban sandwich on the menu. You see them in a lot of places around town.
See them everywhere.
But they don't have the authentic roasted pork, and we don't even go to where the bread is. Pan caliente, the hot bread, the bread. That's what really gives it that edge, man.
You hit that on the nose, Carlos. Yeah, you know the. What really makes that sandwich is the exactly two ingredients that you mentioned, freshly baked bread, and then when it's pressed down, look out. But that authentic signature pork in our mojo sauce,
whew. Okay.
Sergio.
Hurry up, Steve. I'm anxious to get to the music.
Sergio
so
Negrin, Frijoles, Colorado in Lakewood. we were talking about Super Bowl snacks. Some people do dips, not enough. Slow cooker, a little better, a little more substantial. Your philosophy on a good Super Bowl table.
Listen, you cannot beat the Cuban sandwich on a Super Bowl level, and I'll tell you why. Because you're going to be cheering, jumping, maybe not cheering so much for the other team, but this is one that you could pick up, it's pressed, it's together, and it travels well. So when you're throwing your arms up in the air, it's not going to fly apart.
So that means if you're heading to California, stop by Frijoles, Colorado, throw a few of those in the back seat, man, and next thing you know, you're in Utah cruising.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Sergio and Roxanne Negrin from Frijoles, Colorado. They're on Facebook, Frijoles, Colorado, on Facebook.
Now you guys are coming back for the 5 Points Jazz, right, this year? We're hoping.
No doubt. We wouldn't miss it for the world. That's the most exciting time here in Denver.
May 16th. 5 Points Jazz, Frijoles, Colorado, and KUVO.
That was a hit.
And Great Divide.
Was a hit. Sergio and Roxanne Negrin, Frijoles, Colorado. They're on Facebook. The store is out in Lakewood. Thank you.